The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
I'm joined in studio by an old friend, Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology in Trinity College in Dublin. He's one of the people who extends my life, but he's going to talk about the people who actually shorten your life. Luke, good morning.
Good morning. I hope I extend your life. Yes, it's a great study. Fascinating. The number of hasslers in your life, the number of who give you hassle, take years off you. Incredibly. For each extra hassler, you lose 9 months of your life. Isn't that strange? The prediction is because they cause so much stress and you age more quickly is the idea here. It's a great big study on 2,500 people. So it's a reasonable number, you know.
That's a big number, actually, big for number, a study like that. So the idea is that people who give you grief, literally shorten your life.
By 9 months per hassler, right? Now the question is, how do you define a hassler, Pat, by the way, right? Because it's very scientific, this. It's someone who's often hassling you, say, irritating you, or maybe criticizing you, or excluding you, and even worse, maybe violence, stuff like that. They define it quite precisely, I suppose. For every one of those in your life, you're going to lose 9 months out of your life.
I mean, you're a scientist, so how do they measure that scientifically? How do they measure the damage that a hassler does to you?
Yeah, it turns out as we age, Pat, our DNA gets stained. It's called epigenetics. You get these marks on your DNA and it correlates with aging.
Yeah, we were often talking about epigenetics on the program and wondering whether or not those changes are then inherited by your kids.
Not really. There's not much evidence for that, we don't think. That means the sperm and egg are to be marked as well. If that's not the case, we don't think. So for example, on average, a 60-year-old has this number of marks, a 70-year-old is. If you're a 50-year-old and you're carrying the marks of a 60-year-old, that means your biological age is 60, but your chronological age is 50. There's a big science.
Now, there are other things that do affect your DNA, the stains. I mean, it could be smoking, for example, would that exist?
That's a big one. Yeah. What's happened is it's a molecular clock in your body that correlates with aging. If you smoke, you get more marks to stain your DNA. If you drink too much, lack of exercise, all these things damage your DNA. And that's what's causing aging, we think, by the way. It's the marks in the DNA that cause inflammation in your body and then speeds up the aging process.
It's interesting that maybe people who hassle you and then you go for a jog, and do you undo the effect of the hassle?
You could. That's the big, can you wipe away the stains?
Yeah, can you wipe away the stain?
And we call it going back to factory settings, strangely. You've had some term they use for this. Yeah, good lifestyle. You can reverse this. And very importantly, Pat, if you get rid of hasslers from your life, this is what the bottom line is, your aging process slows down a bit. So anybody who has hassle in their lives, maybe don't meet that person if you can. It can be difficult, of course, if they're in your family, but still, this is the other message.
Now, you mentioned different kinds of hassling, but I mean, do we hassle ourselves, for instance, by me watching too much Trump on television?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a bad habit. But I think Trump has aged you by 20 years, but no, that's true. Stress is a major cause of aging, remember. The more stressed you are, the quicker you age. And again, you see it in the DNA, remarkably. So for example, a stressful job, those people have DNA stained, like as if they're 10 years older than their chronological age. You know, so any kind of stress will mark the DNA. And it's partly cortisol, that hormone, seems to increase the rate at which you age. And then you can actually see it in the DNA.
You know, when people have gone through either their own illness or somebody else's illness and they make, quote unquote, a full recovery, often they say they've aged overnight.
That's right. That's it. Exactly. Well, aging, if you measure, you can measure aging in your tissues, you can measure your heart. So you might be 50, but have the heart of a 60-year-old or a 40-year-old. You can measure the function of the heart, and the DNA staining correlates with that, if you see what I mean. So you're right. Any kind of sickness or stressful event will speed up this process.
It's interesting that in the language we have, oh God, she'd put years on you.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And it's true.
It's literally true. This study shows it's true. What was great, Pat, was spouses don't hassle us as much. They thought your spouse might be classified as a hassler, you know? But it turns out that 10% of spouses are defined as hasslers, right? 5% of grandparents are, which goes against the grumpy old man idea, you know?
Yeah.
And the reason is, it's kind of an intimacy, hopefully, between you and your spouse that counterbalances the hassle, if you see what I mean. And as a result, then, you don't see the effect on aging as much.
Now, what about siblings?
Well, that was the other fascinating myth. They're the worst. Get this.
The worst.
The worst. And the reason is, you're obliged to like them. Kind of, you know, and they're hassling you.
So you have to put up with them.
If you have a sibling who's a hassler, right? Now, as we defined it earlier, that will speed up your aging process. And that seems to be one of the worst categories of people. Your friends don't, interestingly. The people you volunteered to be with, that you like hanging out with, and they're less inclined to be classified as hasslers. But siblings do seem to be the worst in this
study. I presume things that you can opt in or out of. For example, if you're having trouble on the football team, you know, that there's someone who bullies you or whatever, you can opt out and therefore remove the hassler.
Yeah, you can never escape. Well, you can escape a sibling if you choose to, I suppose. But many of us stick with siblings who are hasslers, and these people are putting years on us as well. So that was one of the more disturbing findings from this study as well.
So have they studied how we might reverse this? I mean, I suggested that after you feel hassled or stressed, go out and have a jog or a run or do a bit of gym, whatever it might be. And that releases other kind of things in your body, but that doesn't necessarily remove the stain.
Not necessarily, exactly. And what was fascinating about it was if certain people have more hasslers in their lives. People who are ill, for instance, they have more hasslers for some reason. People have a trauma as
caused
in
by
their
the illness, or is it the nature of illness that brings up upon you, or you feel hassled by people who, I mean, it might be Nurse Ratched in the hospital giving you grief, even though Nurse Ratched might want to do the right thing.
Yeah, it could be that, yeah. And the other thing, the childhood trauma, they're inclined to have more hasslers as they age as well. Now, why is this? We don't know. Maybe they draw people to them that they need or whatever it might be. And women, Pat, get this, are inclined to have more hasslers than men or classify themselves as having more hasslers than men.
We're not talking about stalkers, were you?
No, we're not talking about stalkers. No, we're not, yeah. And the other thing to say is, Pat, positive thinking and avoiding these people really helps if you can, you know. Now, we know this, don't we? If you can avoid the hassler in your life, it'll allow you to live a longer, healthier life is the overall.
As I say, you do the reverse for me, Luke. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.